For the next few minutes, we would like to invite you to expand your attention, like the vastness of the ocean, and at the same time to draw with full focus from what we are going to share with you. Listen not only with your ears, but above all with an open heart. You don't have to understand everything immediately, but allow yourself the next few minutes to let it sink into the depths of your being. That is the invitation. Welcome, Pari. So what would you say are the top ingredients for a happy life? Because, I mean, I heard you're a good cook and you also like to cook. So when we say, okay, now we cook the meal of our life, which ingredients are the basis then that we really have the perfect, or not the perfect, but the very tasty meal?
People that love life, they love also music, they love to dance, they love to make love, and they love to cook very nice and tasty food. Because they don't exclude anything. There are people that enjoy all dimensions of this beautiful gift called life. So these ingredients, you can all boil down to one ingredient, means love for life. Love for beingness, you can say. Love for the consequence of beingness means if you look at a flower that is first a bud and then it opens, what a gift. Why are you happy, actually? Because you see life in its progressing development and its pure ecstasy. There's no reason behind it. It just enjoys it to explode into the next phase. And you look also at the change of natural beauty. Once in the summer, you have a summer beauty, then you have the winter beauty, you have the autumn, the spring. Everything is a constant flux. So you love the flow of life. You are in agreement with that. And you don't believe in what you said yesterday, and you don't hope that you will find it tomorrow. But you trust the knowledge and the wisdom of moment to moment. You're never prepared for the next moment. Because to be prepared for the next moment means you're missing this moment. You're just here, effortless, goalless, and you can still from here plan. Many people don't get this little point. To be present means not that you neglect that there's a tomorrow, there's a day after tomorrow, you can plan. But while these projected tomorrows come, you are living millions and billions of nows. And these nows, these millions and trillions of nows, they are being condensed in this moment right now. They're not different from this moment. They're always the same, actually. So if we find the isness of this moment, then we know also the isness of the next and of the next and of the next. And our heart finds finally rest and peace. This is for me the main ingredient, to learn to live effortlessly, not waiting for anything, not hoping for anything in this present moment, trusting it.
Loving life.
Yes, loving life. Yes, it's actually, that's these two things, loving life. Yeah.